101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Hey, listen, I got my friends in the building, man. Pull up. They done pulled up on me. We having a real conversation about sisterhood, motherhood, relationships, all of the above. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to Milwaukee Amanda. That's Ray Nitty's wife. I met Amanda eighth grade. We were acting at the African American Children's Theater. I actually knew her before Ray. She said, hey, Jazz, just happened to tune in. And this, those who don't know you wouldn't get it. I can attest since you were young, this has always been you, real, recognized, real. Thank you so much, Amanda. I love you dearly. I'm not, you know what? Mild the Elephant and Mahdi is having a conversation in the chat about their future of me being somebody's wife. I need some, I'm about to clutch my pearls.
Look the other way. Look the other way.
Going in, right? So, again, if you are tuning in, I have my sisters in the building with me. We are talking about sisterhood, relationships, motherhood. We will be doing this once a month. And we are going to officially enter into Girl Code Court. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
All right. So, this is how it goes. I'm going to present a case. And for those who don't know, I'm sure you do, women are the number one investigators in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Women are the number one investigators in the world. We're going to find it out. You want to know something? Call me. I promise you I will figure it out. So how this goes is I'm going to give y'all a case, and I need y'all to say guilty or not guilty. All right? I'm going to start with Kenda. Your friend tells you her man cheated.
Mm-hmm.
She forgives him. You don't like him anymore, and you don't want him around.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wrong? Guilty or not guilty?
That's tough. Ooh.
That is tough.
That's a hard one.
It is.
I'm only saying that because I've been there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's a tough one because boundaries are really, really big
things. Yes.
Ooh, y'all. I don't know. I don't know if that one was for me.
You guilty or not guilty? Rika? I'm guilty too.
I'm guilty for sure.
I don't want him around.
I don't
because I love my sister. Like I'm the friend. I'm not going to I'm gonna just be transparent. We gonna jump you. I promise we is. We're going to jump you, my guy. If you do anything that goes against this right here, you gonna get these paws.
Back in the day, I had a friend. And her guy was messing around or whatever.
Yes.
I'm airing out a little dirty laundry. And me, her, I'm not going to give their names, but we, us three, yes, pulled up on them and we jumped them.
Come on.
Wow.
No, for real. It gets real.
I was like 19, 20. Just, you know, I ain't out here now doing that. But
we did. We jumped somebody. We jumped somebody for real.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to keep on playing.
I'm going to say in that moment, I'm going to be angry for sure.
Yeah.
But if... The problem that I have is that usually when my friend is with someone, he becomes my brother.
That part.
Yeah. And that's why it's tough.
Yeah.
Because now you my brother, you my sister. Yeah. You coming to me, confiding in me, and I'm wondering what the heck is going on with bro. Like, what is you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know?
I see. I think, you know? So what separates that is I'm like, if I met them at the same time, yeah. But if it's like y'all and them, I got to choose y'all first.
I got to choose you first.
Mm-hmm. Because especially if you did something deliberately, like mm-hmm. you knew consciously, my guy, you knew what you was doing. I might not be so hard on you if I have a relationship with you, mm-hmm. but I'm always going to choose my sis over you.
Absolutely.
K-Sue, you catch your friend's man somewhere he shouldn't be. Do you call her first or do you take a picture for evidence?
I'm taking a picture and I'm calling.
Come on now. Yep, absolutely.
Definitely taking the evidence.
That's the only time I'm snitching. I'm telling. Yep, and I'm going to walk up to the table too. I promise you I am. I'm going to walk up to that table. I'm not going to act a fool, but I'm most definitely going to say something.
Hey, you know mm-hmm. they got them meta glasses.
Look, let me get some of them.
Like, this him.
I'm
going to say, look.
Get some of those.
I need to
I'm
go
getting mine next week.
They made those for that reason.
How is it?
I'm like,
Yeah.
Look, said you did what? You lying? No, she not. I have my Meta glasses on.
Stop it.
I'm reporting.
Come on now. I'm reporting.
Live
and direct. I'm trying to tell you.
For real.
Case number three. Your friend introduces you to someone as my friend, but you know she talks about you behind your back. Is that a girl code violation?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Your friend and her boyfriend break up 3 years later. He slides into your DM, and she is married now. Is he permanently off limits?
Off limits.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Why would you want him?
Come on. Yeah. Listen, it get weird around here, right? But here's the fine line.
I have seen it be weird.
Absolutely off limits. But I think where it goes wrong with women is they'll be like, oh, he used to be in my DMs. Girl, that don't mean y'all was together.
No.
Like, if he was...
I feel like if your friend and him went further than him being in your DM, he needs to be off limit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But if he's just in your DMs and nothing happened, then what? Like, if he slid in your friend DMs years back or whatever, and then now... But they never dated, never messed around or nothing like that, and now he's sliding in your DMs. Is that still off limits?
I don't know.
I would have to be transparent and bring that up to her.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then go from
and
there.
And then, yeah.
Go and it from depends there, like, on... Okay. Yeah. Listen, oh, here comes the transparency, Jazz.
That part is major.
So here we go, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't some men are just entertainment for me. I'm guilty. I'm sorry. I gotta say that. I'm guilty.
It's levels to this.
It is.
If I know that you are community eggplant, I am going to slut you out. I promise you. And we going to laugh about it, and we going to talk crap. Now, if you trying to cuff, if your friend trying to cuff him, off limits.
Off limits.
But if he sliding your DM, and then y'all nothing happened, and he sliding mine, what you want to do? You want to tag team and break the pockets? What we doing?
I'm going for the wallet,
right?
I'm going for the wallet.
What we
you know,
doing?
You make him think that he going to get something at the end.
And don't get nothing. Gotcha. Nah, I promise y'all funny. We grew up. We're talking about things we did in our 20s.
Our young,
this is not a reflection of who we are. Right. Disclaimer. your friend is cheating on her man. He asked you directly if you know anything.
I don't.
Come on, Rika.
Ooh, I feel like you need to go talk to your woman.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5.
Definitely go talk to her.
Go talk to her.
Don't put me in the middle of that shit.
My name Bennett and I ain't in it.
Stuff. Don't put me in the middle of that stuff.
I'm trying to tell you, listen, I don't know nothing. I ain't seen nothing. I ain't heard nothing.
I mean, they do it.
No, right. They do.
Guy code is real, and they stick to their guy code.
I promise you.
Okay, we're the ones guilty.
I won't be like, why you come down here messing with this?
Papa, who the
mama? Why you come down here messing with this man? You know.
One law, one rule, one standard.
He going to cry the car.
He
going to cry the car. LaRon Taylor said, I've had a strict rule since high school, and now I'm older. Now I'm old. Other than being friends, I will not sexually be involved with anyone that my friends have or that I know. Kind of know nobody.
Period. The boundary to have.
It is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Marty said double standard is crazy. I don't think it's double standards at all. Does girl code mean covering for your friend when you know she is wrong?
Yeah.
Yep.
For sure. But I'm gonna talk to her later.
Right.
Yeah.
She don't know that I probably don't agree with it.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna make sure she save face. I ain't gonna let sis be embarrassed out here.
Mm-hmm. That part.
I'm like, now you know you're wrong.
Right. Yeah.
You're wrong.
But I ain't gonna.
He had a point.
In public. Right.
That part.
And that's the thing that again I think we lack in. Like it is a double standard to a certain degree. However, with men, it seems like they have their stuff a little bit more intact. Because of that's what they do, mm-hmm. right? But now sometimes they be sloppy. You know what I mean? Like, cause when I was married, my ex husband he would do stuff, and his friends like I'm like y'all got to step y'all game up. I need to give y'all some game because there's no reason why he should be getting caught because of his friend.
Mm.
Like that means that you're not doing your job. You're not.
Y'all not really good friends to him.
Right. You're not really his friend, bro. Because there's no way I should have found out.
No.
Or maybe his friend sided with you low key, and so he made sure not to help bro cover his tracks. All right, I see you being messy. So instead of him being the friend that he could have been to your ex-husband by helping him cover it, he's like, you know what? I'm gonna give my good sis Jazz a favor, do her a favor, and just let him keep messing up so she can see.
That's a word.
Cause he can't tell you.
That's a word. But
Meech, that's going
don't
against.
Be hitting that button, Meech, like you know, like you. Y'all know these guys be out here sloppy, but that is another point of view, right? I never looked at it like that. I just feel like majority of men have their stuff together. When it comes to cheating, I'm not a cheater, so I don't know who cheat better, but I just feel like women do. I feel like women, the women that do cheat, black women don't cheat, first of all. But the other women.
Say it again.
Black women don't cheat.
Never.
I promise you. But for the other ethnicities, I don't know what they do. I can't tell you, but I feel like women probably are a little bit more slicker.
I feel like if I need to cheat, why am I with you?
Why am I with you?
Yeah.
I promise you.
Period.
Because if I cheat and you say, you gone, baby. If I cheat, you gone. That's why I cheated. Hello.
Yeah.
Out of there. Right? I don't
if
like
I get
cheating,
to the point where I want to cheat, you done already lost.
You did.
Yeah.
And I don't
I ain't
have
even got to make the move to cheat. You done already
capacity.
Lost me.
I don't have the mental or emotional capacity to cheat. I don't, because I barely like you. What I'm going to go and try to like somebody else for? That's too much work.
Listen, I got to wake up and find the energy for you.
Yo,
yeah.
Like, I ain't got
how
time
am I going
to
have the energy
it,
for you,
like,
him, and hide it,
and
go on with my life?
I'm trying to tell you.
We got to go
to break.
A double life.
We got to go to break. Coming back. Truth or trend, and I have one statement that's probably about to start an argument. Your friends should never know anything about your relationship. Let's talk about it. 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Thinks he's flying this, also known as a buster. Always thinking about what he wants and just sits on his roof. So, no, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And no, I don't want to 101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Hey, listen, I got my friends, my sisters, my best friends in the building, man. We are having a conversation about sisterhood, right? In relationships. Before we went to break, I asked a question. Your friends should never know anything about your relationship. Is that truth or trend? So let's get into it. The segment of truth or trend is fast paced. Everybody has to answer truth or trend first and an explanation afterward. Rika, we're going to start with you. Your friends should never know anything about your relationship. Is that truth or is that a trend?
A trend.
Trend.
I think you should know something.
Something.
Yeah. Not everything, but just something.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I was explaining earlier. Like, certain things that my man pillow, I don't have a man, I'm just saying hypothetically. Certain things that my man pillow talked to me about.
Really?
Oh, you trying to call me out, Z?
Yeah.
And you had that
sure,
look on your
you
face.
Sure, you don't got a man or you do got a man? Huh? What
I
is
don't
it?
Got
what is
no
like
man.
That for, yeah, which one is it? Which one is it now, Jack?
First of all,
not the boys
never,
trying to crash.
Come on
the
now.
Girls.
Like, first of all,
ladies night.
See, the thing about it, there's receipts. You can go back to every video on YouTube and you never hear me say that I was in a relationship. True or false? Right. Now they quiet. Exactly. I was saying that whatever my man pillow talked to me about certain things, I don't tell my friends. And then also, yes, there is some things you have to tell because you need guidance and support.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be in a way of where you're telling your relationship business. It should be in a way of, hey, sis, I need this advice. This is what he did. This is what happened. What do you think I should or shouldn't do? Or I don't like this about him, or I don't like that about him. That's fine. But like going back and saying stuff that he told you about what happened to him when he was younger and all this. Like, that's off limits. That's off limits. Right. Cece, your best friend doesn't automatically have to like your partner. Truth or trend?
I would say truth to a certain extent. And I say to a certain extent because I'm getting to know this man.
Yeah.
And I know him in a way that you don't know him.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you don't know where or how we align. You don't know how we're growing. You don't know how he encourages me to grow and vice versa. So, I mean, if you don't like him,
my question is going to be why? Because in the same breath, sometimes we could have on them rose-colored glasses when we looking at that man.
Yeah.
Okay? And we like, my man.
That, well, my
and
his sister's
over here
out.
Like, it's a red flag.
Yes. Like, but you can't hear it because you on, like, you on top of the red
it's six
flag.
Flags. Yeah. It's six flags over here. What do you mean red flag?
You on top of the red flag every night.
So I'm like.
No. Y'all too, y'all doing a little bit too much kiki.
So I would say take it with a grain of salt. Just hear her out.
Yep.
Don't just automatically be like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, at least hear her out and try to see where she's coming from.
Yes.
Because as a sister, being in that sisterhood, she could see something that you don't see.
That's
or
right.
She could be privy to some information that you
that
may
you
not
have.
And
she women
might be just trying
to
look out
emotional
for
when it comes to that. Because the guys, they going to tell, hey, bro, I cracked. Or I know somebody down the street that cracked. Or whatever the case may be. But women, it's like when you tell us something about who we're interested in, then we turn our nose up like, she just hating.
But it should not be the ultimate decision. At the end of the day.
Absolutely.
If you and him rocking it and you like how y'all rocking, then by all means, you're the person that has to deal
very
with it at the end of the day.
Very mindful.
You're the one that's sleeping next to this man, okay? You got to deal with it. Okay?
Absolutely.
So at the end of the day, I say it's your choice, but at least try to hear your sisters out because they could be trying to help.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Kenda,
yes.
Once your friend gets married, should that friendship change?
No.
So the reason why I ask is because a lot of times when people get married, their time becomes limited because now they have the responsibility of being a wife, you know, and a mother. And some people take that as like you acting funny or whatever, but it's like, nah, I'm just, my life changed.
Yeah,
you
I mean, changes in a sense.
I just feel like the relationship shouldn't change. Maybe my capacity has changed.
Yes.
But I should still be able to call you. They got FaceTime. If I can't pull up on you, let's talk it out.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's other ways for us to stay connected without you just completely ignoring me or changing the dynamic of our relationship. I feel like
exactly.
It should still be able to flourish. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I think just because I've been married, I'm divorced now, but and then like currently dating. So I think to a certain extent, the dynamic kind of changes just because it's like, okay, when we were single, we're going out to ladies night.
Yes.
We going out, we getting drinks, we, you know,
we
linking up with people.
Yeah,
we
outside.
You know? So it's like in that entity, you're speaking about marriage.
Yeah.
When you become a wife, it's like, okay, I might have to limit how much I'm out here
outside.
In these streets. Okay. We might have to change, you know, going out at midnight to I meet you at brunch.
Yep.
You know, like he gonna be all right.
Yeah.
Cause we going to day parties.
Unlimited
mimosas. Babe, come get me. You know?
Absolutely. Now let me ask y'all this. Have y'all ever been a friend that your friend's man was like, I don't want you hanging around her? Have y'all ever been that friend?
The friend that he doesn't want them to be?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. But I've had friends who I've had, you know, the man be like, I don't like her.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And it's like, well, guess what? It ain't your friend.
Yeah. And no, for real. Yeah. You don't have to at all.
Yeah.
So let's hop into the friendship audit segment, right? What is something you tolerated in friendships at 25 that you absolutely will not tolerate today?
Disrespect.
Hate it.
Yes. Yes. Rika? That's hard. I know that's hard for you because you've been the same your whole life. Rika, listen. One thing I know about Rika, she don't got no filter. However she feel, she going to feel regardless. And she not going to tolerate what she don't feel like tolerating.
Very demure. Very mindful.
Meech crazy. Kenda,
yes.
What's something you tolerated in friendships at 25 that you absolutely will not tolerate today?
I would say gossiping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, gossiping for sure.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Or if you're just like an overall nasty person. Not,
yeah.
even if you do nasty things to other people, that's a character flaw.
Yes.
And it's only a matter of time. If you haven't already got me and I ain't know.
Yep. I'm going to know now.
That's going to come full circle. And certain character flaws speak volumes. And they're going to be that character, that person in any room.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So for me, it's yeah.
Do y'all
character.
Think that, and this is mighty funny, do y'all think that good eggplant break up relationships, friendships?
Yes.
Yeah.
It can.
I feel like with maturity, it doesn't.
Yeah.
That's just like, that's the cherry on top. Like, my man. He got something. He got something. I like it.
Have y'all ever been ickmatized?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got married. and then you realize, like, what I done did. He don't offer nothing, but I gotta go.
You are gotta funny.
Go. Oh, I've seen the light. I've been delivered.
Jesus, get me up out of here. And Jesus, I was trying to tell you. He was at Six Flags.
Listen,
girl.
I don't know if I've been ickmatized before, but I've been probably close to it, right?
Damn.
I want to be ickmatized.
You ever thought you was in love and you really wasn't?
Wasn't.
Because of it?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to, honestly.
It get like that.
Something is really wrong with me. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I love so hard. But the moment you dog me, it's like my feelings was never there. I can just shut them off. So like, fast. And I'll be
switch.
Like, dang, is that really love? Am I really in love? Because I shouldn't be able to shut my feelings off like that, right?
You're so when savage.
I'm like, dang.
I really do have, I think it's because you can probably compartmentalize things where it's like, okay, I'm free, I'm safe in this space to be who I am and show that part of me, that feminine side, that softer side.
Yeah.
But that moment that they push you into fight or flight, now it's security and survival.
Yes.
So now it's not that you're flicking that switch because you hate this person.
Yeah.
It's because you realize that
it's a defense mechanism.
It's a defense.
Yeah.
And that's what it is for me personally. Mm-hmm. It's a defense because it's like, okay, I'm in a space where I thought I was safe.
Yep.
But I'm really not safe.
Yeah. Right.
So to keep myself safe and secure, I have to flip that switch.
Yeah.
Because
absolutely.
That's the only way it's gonna get done.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Marty said, great eggplants break up friendship. <They do. laughs> Listen, I'm gonna have to agree because I know people is like,
pause.
He ain't got no money. He ain't got nothing going on.
Just don't know.
Just
but they
dirty.
Say the brokest ones usually is
dirty. Right. But she just keep going back. For what? He blowing that bang out.
For that thing. That thing.
For that thing. That thing.
He's a three-legged creature.
Just broke, dusty, dirty, baby. That thing be thinking. Marty said, never choose your woman friends. Never deal with it or leave. Wig pulling hit different. Messages turn that phone.
Bruh.
Oh, Marty on one. Marty is
what Marty talking about over there?
No, but I feel that it is like I love so hard and I hate when men waste my time. It's like, you should really be grateful that I gave you this part of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was a dog. What Gucci said, I'm a dog. I was a dog. And I didn't went in my soft girl era and gave you, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A part of me that other men don't, come on,
I
man.
I think that's the fire part right there because it's like, listen, I done put her up on the shelf just to give you the better part
I'm
of
trying
me.
To t- I try
and if
to tell
you,
you
knew how hard it is to get, and they probably know how hard it
they
was
do.
Because they sat there and worked for it. And then they finally got it, and then it's like dismissed. And it's like dismissed?
Yep.
Baby, this is where you start bringing out, this is the parade part.
Yes.
I need confetti, okay? We done made it.
Yes.
We done made it. Come on now. I done told you my deepest, darkest.
Yeah.
Right. What we doing? What is we doing? We got to go to break. When we come back, we will have more discussion about sisterhood as well as motherhood. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. You are taking over my mind. 101.7 The Truth with your girl, Jazz Tyler. Milwaukee, mark your calendars. Join us for Truth Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful school year. Interested in volunteering? Visit the Truth Family website at truthfamilyfest.com to complete the volunteer form, or by emailing Sierra Brown at Sierra.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Bring the whole family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations, Truth Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, DCWS, AB Core Core, Ascension, and Tap In MKE. Shout out to the chat. LaRon Taylor said, if a woman ever told me that I should be grateful for anything, that will be the last time we talk. Well, wow. LaRon, I hate to tell you, we ain't never going to talk.
Move around, man.
Madi said, bro, bubble bath and massage breakfast and the oh, yes, bills getting paid, no doubt. LaRon Taylor said, if a woman thinks you are beneath her pay grade, then she would tell you you should be grateful. No, that's not the case, LaRon. I would never tell a man that he should be grateful because, first of all, I'm not dating a man beneath my pay grade. Let's start there. Not to say that he can't have a regular job or anything like that, but obviously he has to be close in the range of where I am simply because he's successful, mm-hmm. right? Secondly, and that's just my personal preference. I have been in situations where when I was in a relationship or married, you know, my husband lose a job or whatever. But that's a different scenario. I wouldn't tell a man he should be grateful unless he's acting ungrateful. Period.
But he should be grateful.
Being grateful is not saying like he's beneath you
right.
or like you're better than him.
Right.
It's just he values you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, he's yeah. grateful to have you a part of his life to mm-hmm. the point where he values what you guys have. He values the person that you are. So yeah. he's grateful in that part. Or he's grateful that he gets to see you in different lights that other people can't
yeah.
or don't.
Absolutely.
So I feel like that's where we're coming from. It's not saying, oh, you better be lucky that you're in the same room as me. Like,
yeah. Right. Not on no
it's
cocky
not yes. cocky. It's yeah. just
absolutely. Yeah. Let's hop into another segment. Motherhood. Who takes care of mom? Now, I got rapid fire mom confessions. I'm laughing. Uh-oh. I'm sorry. I'm so guilty.
Disclaimer,
of this.
We love y'all kids.
I promise we do. I promise. I learned so this question I'm about to ask y'all. I learned this from my mama. I'm about to blame it on my mama. Have you ever hidden snacks from your kids?
Yes. Yes. Guilty.
Guilty. I agree.
Listen, my mama used to be so cold. I'm trying to tell you. There would be something in the refrigerator in plain sight, and she'd hide it, and you wouldn't even know it's there. You got to go under the vegetables and the little drawer. You got to go under a lot of stuff to get her last soda. You know what I'm saying?
I can't say too much because I got little investigators at home. They probably like right now, like, where she got them here?
Where is that?
Where is that? I can't say too much.
Have you ever sat in the bathroom longer than normal on a toilet just to avoid dealing with your yeah.
just to breathe?
Yes.
Wait, the have y'all ever had an emotional breakdown in the bathroom and then the kid break in like, can I get some juice?
Leave
I'm trying
me
to
alone.
Gather my life right now.
Right. Can I have some space, please?
Can I?
Man, I can't even sit
on the toilet in peace.
The bathroom is my favorite place in the house to get away from the I'm going right to the bathroom.
Lock the door. Lock
Johnny it. Come in.
You said they come in?
Johnny
most definitely.
They stand there knocking. If you lock the door, they just
they don't know what privacy is.
Y'all worse than the police. Y'all just don't give up.
Have you ever told your child something was closed because you didn't feel like going?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Listen, by the time Keelan and Kennedy became young adults, I could no longer do it. Oh my gosh.
They looking at now these kids are younger and younger. They know how to look stuff up. Cause I'll tell my kids in a minute, oh, the play place closed. Here go my 10-year-old son. Mama, I looked it up on Google. They said that they open till 9. It's 2:30.
This the play I run.
That's funny.
If they close at 4, she asked me at 1. I'm say, okay, give me a minute. Let me finish cleaning up. Give me a minute. 3 o'clock come. I ain't done yet. Oh, they closed. Nah, my bad.
I'll take you a different day.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Have you ever ignored mom because you knew nobody was bleeding?
Guilty.
Yes.
Listen.
Y'all better work that out.
Figure it out.
Oh, my
y'all
gosh.
Got it. Problem solving skills.
There we go. I'm helping you grow.
Mm-hmm.
Kenda, yes. Who were you before you became a mom, and do you still know that woman?
Ooh, that's a good one. Girl, I was just, I don't know. Like, I am still that woman. I am still someone who goes for things that I want. I'm still someone who values life and values my relationships and someone who wants to explore and learn new things. Yes, I am still her.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Rika, what's something that motherhood gave you that you never knew you needed?
Just the love.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The love from them, you know?
Yes, it's unconditional.
So my kids 11 years apart, so I was always nervous. I don't want to act like I'm showing favoritism, you know?
Yeah.
But I love it, though. It's the love for me. It's the love for me.
I'm answering the same question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One thing that motherhood gave me that I didn't know I needed, kind of piggybacking off of you, was the love.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I would say the friendship. Like,
yeah.
They like little broke besties.
Yeah.
Like, I know whenever I'm making a move, they right along with me. Like, mm-hmm. I could be scared. I could be worried. But they give me that drive, that confidence. Like,
yes.
I always had, you know, determination. I was always a go-getter. Like, mm-hmm. that's just me. Like, hustle mode,
yes.
Always.
Yeah.
But they gave me a different type of hustle.
Yeah.
Like, they pretty much gave me like a clearer mind, a clearer view,
mm-hmm.
because I mean, I'm adventurous.
Yeah.
So in my younger days before kids, I'll just go make a move and not think about it. I'll
yeah.
be like, well, whatever happened after that,
I'll deal with it.
Now it's like, before I make a move, it's how's this going to affect them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm last on the list. I could want to do it all day, but I'm like, how is this going to affect them? How are they going to view this?
Yes.
Or, how would I explain this to them,
yep.
if I were to make this move? And so it pretty much gave me like clarity on like how I move.
Yeah.
And like I said, they're always there. Like, it could be the end of the world. I know I got them too.
That's right. That's why I, you know, piggybacking off of what you said, my children for me, I had them young. I had 2 children at 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I always had my own house, own car, always had a job. They taught me hustle. They taught me how to never give up,
mm-hmm.
right? No matter how, like, I'm talking one kid in Pampers, one kid in pull-ups at the same time.
That's
type
me.
Of hustle.
Yeah. 15 months
saying?
Apart they are.
Like, well. Yeah, exactly. Yep, because my 2 oldest are 12 months apart. And they taught me unconditional love. They taught me patience.
Patience.
I gotta tell you. It's hard to say patience. Because Lord knows you gotta have patience with these kids. I'm trying to yeah. tell you. I learned a version of me that I never knew existed. And I seen that when my daughter got a scholarship to college, putting in the effort of working at her school, making sure she got the support. I didn't even recognize it. I just did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So seeing my children grow into becoming little adults based off of how I raised them is a reminder that I did something right in my life.
It's rewarding.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that this, if I didn't do anything else right in my life, I raised my children right,
mm-hmm.
you know? And despite of whatever mistakes they make, because we all do, but for me, that's the most rewarding feeling in the world.
It definitely teaches you sacrifice.
It do. Mm-hmm. It do. And it's like,
and a softer
I'm not gonna
side
lie.
To yourself.
Like,
I didn't know I had such a soft side.
I'm not, now I'm older, except for Callie. Callie can get whatever she want. I promise, because she don't give me no problems. But that Keelan and Kennedy, some I done turned it to the mama. No. Mom, can I have? Nope. You're not getting the last piece of my cake. You're not getting the last piece. I done spent 18, 19 years giving you everything. Mm-hmm. I'm at the age now where it's like, nope, not doing it. I sacrificed so much. Do you guys believe that we are raising children, or are we trying to heal our own childhood through our children? Ooh. That's the guilt. I'm going to start with you, Kenda.
I am, in a sense, because I was raised in two different households. So I had two dads, mm-hmm. you know, and my mom was married to my stepdad, and then I had my biological father, too.
Yeah.
So I was visiting my biological dad every other weekend, and then I was with my mom and my stepdad most of the time. And he had kids, too, so I adopted, you know, yeah. stepsisters and brothers and stuff, too. So I think for me it was important that that I had a different dynamic, but it didn't work out that way, y'all. It didn't work out that way, but that's what I wanted. Like, that was initially what I wanted for my kids. But I just learned that even though that's a nice way to raise your kids, we got all of the things that we need as women to raise our kids.
Yes.
So, like, we just equipped that way. And so I just put my all into my babies. And they great kids. Like, I have two that graduated high school already, and now I got two younger ones.
Yes.
That I have to wait a long time before they get to high school.
Girl. Right.
11 so, more years.
Yeah.
We got to go to break. When we come back, we about to take it back to relationships, because I already know somebody just turned the radio up. We are talking about red flags in real life. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now.
One on 1.7 The Truth, it's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Milwaukee, looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homa Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they are located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses in the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. Milwaukee, Truth Nation. Listen, today you guys had an opportunity to meet people who are near and dear to my heart. My best friend, Sharika, over 20 years. Cece, Sierra Brown, when y'all hear us, read her name. That's who we're talking about, the operations manager. I met her here, and we became friends through work. And Kenda, I met Kenda through my other best friend. And I mentioned that because I just want to put the message out to women that we don't do the no new friends, right? It's okay to have new friends, old friends, coworkers who become friends. It's all based on your mindset. It's all based on you as an individual. But most importantly, the sisterhood, man. We pushing sisterhood, specifically with Black women, man. We pushing sisterhood. So before we went to break, I was telling you guys that when we come back, we are going to do the rapid fire relationships, red flag or real life. Rika, red flag or real life? His phone is always down.
Red flag.
Absolutely. Y'all agree?
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Cece, he doesn't post you, but he's not really a social media person.
Red flag.
Absolutely. Kenda, he still talks to an ex because they share children.
Red freaking flag.
Ooh, come on now. That did my baby that.
what y'all talking about?
For real. Because like, what? Because I just seen something on Instagram, and this is so me. I don't know if this is like narcissist behavior, but if we in a relationship and somebody call, you better merge them in, because what you calling me back for? Mm-hmm. Click them in. We both going to talk.
We going to hear.
The same time. We going to have a conference.
Mm-hmm. I answer the phone on speaker. Like, hello?
No, yep. For real. Yep. Like, who you talking to? What y'all talking about? Talking about some. Hold on. No, I'm just playing. Cece, his female best friend doesn't seem interested in getting to know you.
I got that situation. Red flag.
Red flag.
Yes. Because why? What's the animosity?
Yeah. Because they cracked before.
She won't. Typically, that's it. I've definitely been in that situation. And it, as a woman, I felt like, I'm like, something is just off here. It's just off. Like, why is she getting jealous that you're taking me out or that you're treating me a certain way if she's just a friend? Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, it came out that they definitely had something going
on. We got to talk about that the next time about the best friendships with opposite sex, why you in a relationship, because that is a thing. Like, I have male best friends, and whoever I'm with, they have to accept it because I've been in the trenches with them. You know what I'm saying? But to your point, I think it's easier to be upfront about things and say, hey, yeah, this is my friend, and we have had relations in the past, whatever the case may be, and then give me the opportunity to determine if I want to deal with that or not. Mm-hmm. But don't keep it from me. You know, just tell me the truth. Rika, he says he's not ready for a relationship but expects relationship benefits.
Red flag.
Absolutely. Kenda, he doesn't text good morning anymore but calls you every night.
Red flag. Yes.
Trying to get some of that.
Double red flag. D&D
is what you're going to be met with.
Cece, he asks you where you are going, but gets irritated when you ask him the same thing.
Red flag.
Rika, he has never introduced you to his friends.
Red flag.
Absolutely. He's an amazing father, but not a good partner, right? So my next question is, can a man be a great father and a bad partner at the same time?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How so?
Things can be true.
Yeah.
How so? Because he could be a great father.
Yeah.
You know, he could be attentive. He could think about his children's well-being. He could be a provider to them. But when it comes to you or the person that he's supposed to be with, he could be crappy. He could be dogging you. He could be disrespectful. He can be unattentive.
Yes.
It could be a night and day, literally a night and day. Like, I say that all the time. Me, my ex, horrible husband.
Yes.
Sorry.
She said,
not so, sorry.
I'm going to keep it a buck.
But a great father. He, you know, he turned out to... I mean, we've had our, you know, but he all in all, at this point in life, I can say, like, he's a good dad to our kids. Yeah. Would I ever think about being back with him? No.
Absolutely not. are y'all like fans of the ladies group chat? You know how men have group chat with their friends?
Oh, yeah.
Are y'all fans of that?
Yeah. I am a fan of that.
I don't have enough women in my life to do it, but... I'm not against it.
I've had that happen. It doesn't last long, though. It'll last a couple months. Everybody excited, and then we'll stop using it.
That's because we're so busy.
We got to approach the group chat like how the fellas do. Like, and speaking of group chats, do y'all have nicknames for you guys?
Of course.
Like, dirty?
Yeah. It'd be so bad that, you know, y'all come up with the name for them, and then... At some point, you say his real name, and then they're like, who is that? I ain't never met him. Why you never talked about him? Like, no.
Say that when he on punishment.
Right. Yeah. Or you got to get a disclaimer like, listen, this birthday, but his real name is this, okay? So when I introduce him as this, that's who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Man. So as we end today's segment, I started off by explaining how important sisterhood is, not just for Black women overall, but for our babies too, because a lot of the youth are looking up to us. They're sitting, they watching you gossip and how you treat your friends, and that's how they're treating theirs. And most importantly, women overall, we need each other because we have all of this weight on our shoulders. Like, we are carrying everybody. So I don't want to end this talking about men. I want to end this to highlight the women. I'll start with you, Rika. Give one sentence to the woman listening right now who feels like she's carrying everybody on her weight, on her back?
Just take time for yourself.
Yes.
Time. You know, you need that time for yourself to take self-care.
Yes. Yep.
Self-care for sure.
Absolutely. Kenda?
Stop doing that. That's my
Come
self.
On. Come
Stop,
on.
Stop, girl.
For real.
You have so much to offer.
Yes. Cece?
It's okay to be selfish.
It is. It is.
Sometimes you got to be a little selfish.
Yeah. It is.
That's the only way you're going to get you in.
Yes.
It's to say no to other stuff.
You got Mine's to. Is say no. That's my favorite word now. No.
Isn't it so freeing?
I promise. I can't. I'm sorry. Nope.
Like, without any explanation, because I don't got to give it either.
That part. That part.
You don't feel bad. Yeah.
And that's something that's hard to learn, is without an explanation, because it comes with guilt.
Yeah.
Because you automatically feel obligated to say yes.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what this room is about. We can disagree without disrespecting each other. We can laugh at ourselves. We can tell our girlfriends the truth without embarrassing them. We can be mothers without forgetting we are women. And we can love somebody without losing ourselves. So once a month, this is our room, right? Pull up when you need your girls. Unpack whatever it is that you've been carrying and unwind, because sis, life is already doing enough. This is Pull Up, Unpack, and Unwind, Ladies Edition. Shout out to my guests, my best friend Sharika, my friend Kenda, and Cece. Thank y'all so much for coming on today. This has been amazing. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. Double back for the morning show with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, followed by Sherwin Hughes, the lunch break with my big bro, Ray Nitty and Shannon, and then the Grapevine. I will be here early tomorrow. I'm going to hop on at 3 o'clock with Ray Nitty, and then I need y'all to double back at 4 p.m. for the tap-in segment. Again, we are doing this monthly. Y'all got some shout-outs?
Ooh. Shout out Kari.
Yeah, Kari.
Shout out to Journey.
And Journey.
My mama.
Yeah, what's hey, up, Journey? Let's go.
Yes, big shout out to my kids, Michael, Symphony, Siri, and Sophia.
Yes.
And my man, Marcus.
Yeah.
She said my man. Okay. Yeah, shout out to my mom. Hey, Ma. I love you. Agatha. My kids, King, too.
Yes.
And then, yeah, my love. AJ.
Period.
Shout out to my children, Keelan, Kennedy, and Callie. Shout out to my mom, my dad, my family, and shout out to my best friend Shanika. She couldn't make it today, but we're gonna make sure we get her on here. Shout out to all the women, man. Listen, if you are listening and you beefing with your sis, call her, man. Call her. That's your sister. Build that sisterhood. Make sure y'all tap in with us tomorrow. Good night, Milwaukee. Be safe. Peace.